New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do San Mo. It's kind of weird when you're singing about yourself. The podcast that you know.
I sing that. You're about to say they tell you what they know. You were butchering the lyrics.
I was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's on you.
Keep going.
Do San Mo.
That's how you know.
You ruined it.
Okay.
Welcome into the Deuce and Mo podcast, recording this on a Tuesday night from downtown San Francisco. We are hosting Kings Live pre and post game on the TV side, and we got to witness another Kings win. They beat the Utah Jazz tonight 113-96, the second straight night holding an opponent under 100 points. The Kings winning back-to-back games on the second night of a back-to-back against a team that looks like they're struggling. And wait, the Kings took care of business? Yes, they have done it. After a slow start with losses to the Wolves and the Lakers, the Kings have responded with wins over Portland and now Utah. I'm Deuce Mason. That's Morgan Reagan. Morgan, how are you doing on the Tuesday
night? Fantastic. Love a Kings win. Love a beam. Love a Kings win. A good Kings win. Love good basketball. I mean, it's just much more fun. Now I feel like sometimes for us, we'll come on here after a win and we'll be like, if it was a good just one half, we'll be like, oh man, a W is a W in the NBA. You know, like it's good. You're happy. But after a good win, when you get shit done, you do what you need to do, you play good basketball the way through, there's just something. I'm energized.
I mentioned this at the beginning of the post game tonight on TV. This is what good teams do, okay? What the Sacramento Kings did tonight is what a good team does.
Uh-huh.
They don't play around with games like this, right? They don't play around with Portland at home, okay? It was an ugly start in Portland, but in the third quarter, you turn it on, and then you get up 26, and you close them out. Tonight, same thing. From the jump, though, tonight, this team was on a mission. And what I loved about their approach is both teams were on the second night of a back-to-back. One team looked like they were on the second night of a back-to-back, and that was the Utah Jazz. The Jazz team coming into tonight, 0-3. In previous years, you go, oh, this is a recipe for a disaster for Sacramento. Wait, a Jazz team that has been shooting 38% from the field, 28% from three. Markkanen's been held under 20 for back-to-back games. Okay, they're going to get it going tonight, and it's going to be a game. And it wasn't that. What do you know? Utah, again, shoots 39%. They shoot 29% from three-point land. Sacramento's defense from the jump was pretty good. Well, let's note this. A couple of easy threes early, but besides that, I felt like the defensive engagement was there with the deflections, 9 steals, 9 blocks, the offense playing with pace, playing with urgency. I loved everything about tonight's game. That's what a good team does, and you got to keep doing this. These are the games you have to win, Morgan Reagan, especially as you're trying to move up the standings in the NBA's Western Conference.
I feel physically attacked, whatever I was saying, verbally attacked, I was saying. But I'm with you. And going back, because your point was just so long and you were talking so much, to the point where you were talking about Lauri Markkanen and the Jazz, how they were also a team on the second night of the back-to-back. They have not been playing well.
Yep.
Was this going to be their get-right game?
Right.
And that's what I was so worried about, because that's what we've seen so many times against the Sacramento Kings. A team starts getting hot from beyond the arc. They figure things out, whatever it may be. Instead, the Kings made this game where the Jazz was the team with the sunken shoulders, deflated in the, by the time it was the second half and in the third quarter, just deflated. Like, they didn't have an answer to whatever else the Sacramento Kings were going to bring. Now, Markkanen didn't play in the second half.
Yeah, it sounds like he tweaked his back or something, so he did not play in the second half. And wait, we have an update at this hour. You know, we've been talking about how much we like this Kings win, and Daniel Davis has an update that we should consider this.
What?
Let's be fair, Deuce. Jazz lost a starter last night. Lowry did not play in the second half due to injury. Super stoked on the Kings' play tonight, but there's a little asterisk if we're being honest.
What?
No, there's not. There's actually, believe it or not, I just checked the standings. No, because in this league, you don't feel bad for that. And by the way, Daniel, let Deuce Mason cook for a minute. I'm DeMar DeRozan. Give me the rock and let me go to work because I see Daniel as a mismatch. Daniel right now is Keontae George or Colin Sexton. I'm DeRozan. I've got the ball. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The Sacramento Kings would lose games like this last year. That's my point. And so that's why I'm encouraged. I'm not trying to hype it up like, hey, Utah's a juggernaut in the West. No, they've been scuffling. But last year, the Kings lose games like this. And then we'd be here night check on, I mean, I know they're NBA players, but man, they got it going.
And
blah,
that's
blah, blah.
Why, and that's why there's no asterisk. It's just starting off with the sentence, this is what good teams do. You know, we're not sitting here going, oh man, so excited. Let's celebrate a win over the Jazz like it's the whatever. The finals. No. We are celebrating a win, but we're celebrating a good win. It's how they got things done against a team without a starter in that second half, losing a guy last night. Yep. I mean, there's so many different
things. They're scuffling right now.
But at the same time, they're also not a very good team, especially with the way that they're starting this season. And the Kings took care of business. They clapped that ass.
I just love that.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. In terms of individuals, you know, I thought Fox from the jump, I just liked that he was playing with pace, getting the team into the early offense. And the thing that jumped out to me tonight was, you know, we've been watching the three-point shooting, and it's like, oh, are they taking enough? Then they take more. They're not efficient, whatever. Well, tonight, they end up 8 of 31. They missed some late. But that main group, I think they took like 25 total threes before it was like, you know, the deep bench was in there. I like that tonight. It was like there was no settling at all. Like they were taking what the Utah Jazz defense was giving them. The Kings were getting the paint touches and they were getting the defense rotating. The ball was moving.
Oh, my.
It was beautiful. They were seeking out mismatches. How many times I saw tonight DeMar DeRozan go, I have a mismatch in transition. Clear out and let me go to work because he knows he has that turnaround jumper and he can make it. Stunning. And I thought the Kings just they played a smart game of basketball in this one.
That's what it was. I mean, a smart game on both ends, but because we're starting, I feel like, mostly just talking about the offense right now, you're exactly right. The way that they were moving without the basketball as well. It was when someone was attacking the paint, everyone wasn't just standing out going, okay, spray three. Sure, there might have been a corner guy. Sure, there might have been another guard relocating with their guard, trying to make sure that they can be in their eyesight. But at the same time, it also felt like other people were making sure that they were cutting through, that they were getting big, that they were seeking out the mismatches. Like you said, smart basketball was being played by everyone, keeping their eyes up, still playing their game, though. You talked about DeMar DeRozan with some of those turnaround jumpers in the mid-range, whatever it may be. And then De'Aaron being fast and getting to the paint and understanding with his decision-making in the paint whether he was going to do a floater, whether he was going to do a jump shot, whether he was going to finish with a reverse at the rim. It was just like, yes, people, these quick decisions, this is what I love to see.
DeRozan ends up playing 34 minutes in this game. He had 20 points, 8 assists. He had 4 rebounds, a steal, and a block as well. He did a 9 of 14 shooting. Only taking 3 free throws tonight. Not as many free throws in this game for either team. We'll get to that later. But yeah, I mean, DeRozan just makes it look so easy. And I mean, I'm not surprised because we have watched him do this in the NBA for a long time. But, you know, now that you're watching him literally every game he plays, it's just like striking going, man, like, he's just a bucket. And to have the luxury of another guy who, I mean, you could just count on him scoring 20. He's done it every single game so far. And it looks pretty easy. And to me, you notice how much pressure it's taking off Sabonis and Fox. Like last year, Sabonis was getting all the touches and orchestrating. This year, there's so much more balance with touches, which I think could lead to the Kings looking pretty dangerous offensively.
Scoring 20 doesn't feel like it's taking away shots from people. It feels like it's creating more opportunities for people. And what I mean by that, sure, if you look at the stat sheet, you're going to see less shots because there's another guy that's going to be taking more. I get that, the literal sense of that. But true, when you really think about it, the shots that he is taking because he is demanding so much attention, it is creating these other opportunities in different possessions for other players, whether it's Keegan Murray to put the ball on the floor or to go to the rim or just to move without the basketball. Kevin Huerter, same thing. Can he be that spot up spray three guy while also making sure that he's moving without the basketball? And then we've obviously already talked about De'Aaron Sabonis and what they do.
Yeah, DeMar is a really talented player. And to see him in the Kings uniform has been really nice. Someone in the chat was mentioning this, but KOC had a guest on his podcast. I'm like, I think he's like a Knicks content creator. And okay, I know he's got a big following. I just not familiar, so I don't know his name offhand. Not trying to be disrespectful.
No, we don't
but
watch a whole bunch of East.
He was a little disrespectful.
What did he say?
He said in a podcast, it was like last week, maybe right before the season, that he goes, I just don't see the DeRozan fit, which is fine, right? Like, that's his opinion. But he goes, you know, if I were them, I'd bring him off the bench and commit to, like, Trey Lyles.
Oh.
And Keegan Murray. I'm like,
that's okay. He just doesn't watch.
No, that's the thing. He does. Apparently he does. But well, no, anyway, it just sounded so ludicrous. Anyway, I think the other thing with DeMar, too, is, like, the 8 assists tonight. Like, guys are getting great looks. He draws so much attention. And this is the stuff that we thought could be the case for the Kings. And it's fun to see the last few games. It seems like it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to see it against some of the best teams in the NBA. But, dude, they scored on Minnesota. They scored 127 points on the Lakers. It wasn't from, like, hey, their offense is shit or something. Like, so I think I'm really encouraged by that standpoint. Now, the last couple of games defensively also I'm very encouraged with overall.
That, because think about what we were talking about after the preseason. We're like, holy shit, this defense is atrocious. Like, no one's coming over. I believed in it growing together. Yeah. I really did. But I just thought, it was such an ugly way to start. I was like, what is the next step of growth? And I think it was just truly understanding one another, because they are all smart basketball players on the floor. And then they're all understanding of, you're not going to be staying on the floor if you're not giving it your all. The effort isn't there and you're doing everything right. And doing everything right isn't just being in the right place at the right time. Doing everything right is getting up in some guy's jersey. Doing everything right is making sure that you're shifting at the right time. Doing everything right is making sure you have active hands and you're getting those goddamn deflections. And man, are we seeing deflections from this King squad.
I'm pulling away from the
He's pulling away cause he's because he's looking up. I got you.
I want to see if the deflections are updated for tonight. But yeah, and I thought De'Aaron was the one who's kind of set the tone with it tonight, Morgan.
He's done a great job setting the tone almost every night. I feel like the way that he'll double up on guys as soon as they have the basketball, hound them and just dig to try and pop the basketball away.
The latest on NBA's website, and sometimes it gets updated, but has the Kings at 15 deflections, which is a pretty healthy number. Trey Lyles had 4. Keon Ellis had 3. De'Aaron had 2. Huerter had 2. DeMar had 2. Keegan had 1. So that's a pretty damn good number.
What did they give to Keon?
He had 3 deflections.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But going back to Fox real fast, and we'll get to Keon, too. We did a preview on our YouTube page, like we do every game. By the way, people, if you don't know this, we're doing game previews every game that we drop, like a 5 to 10 minute video on the game. And one of the things I was talking about was, like, you know, it's just, I know this Jazz team's been struggling, but, like, I've seen Sexton hurt the Kings. I saw Keontae George in the preseason light up the Kings. And, you know, those are the type of guys that they get hot, they get confidence, and it's like,
they're quick.
It's tough. Dude, Sexton's very shifty. Can, you know, weave his way, snake his way all the way to the rim. Good finisher. And I was like, I felt like Fox had to set the tone. And Fox at the point of the attack tonight was awesome. When Fox is like super, he's already good defensively, but when he is like super like focused and locked in, he's one of the best defenders at the guard spot in the league. And tonight, you look at the final numbers for Keontae George and Colin Sexton, They combined for 14 points on 3 of 20 shooting, 2 of 15 from 3. Sexton didn't make a shot tonight.
Yeah.
Sexton didn't make a shot. So those guys, minimizing those guys, I thought was going to be the key tonight. I thought, oh, Markkanen's going to do his thing, whatever. It was about the other guys, and they minimized those.
And even if you want to push back and go, oh, well, it was the second night of back-to-back, maybe their legs were fatigued, blah, 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 whatever. Great. Well, the Kings capitalize on that, you know, and that's doing what you're supposed to do. Yep. You're supposed to make sure to recognize a team on a second night of a back-to-back and be the better team, where what we said in the beginning of this podcast, it always felt like the Kings always looked like the team that was on the second night of the back-to-back.
Now, the question,
no matter who the opponent was,
is can they bring this type of focus and physicality on more nights than they don't? And because right. It's fun to watch. I mean, the numbers back it up. One, they out-rebounded Utah tonight. That's a win for a team that we talked about last night.
Being long.
They needed gang rebounding. They got that tonight. Mm-hmm. The second chance points, he's had 9 offensive rebounds. They had 24 second chance points. They were physical. I mean, I know Keegan's not making his shot right now, like super efficiently. He was 2 of 7 from 3. He finished with 14 points, 5 rebounds. But dude is going in there and grabbing rebounds and ripping them flying from guys.
Yep.
Now, I want that same type of aggressiveness when he's attacking the basket or under the rim. Sometimes he goes a little too soft for my liking. I'm like, dude, you fly in there for rebounds. Have that same mentality when you're going right at the rim. Go up on somebody. Go to the free throw line. But my point is, they played with physicality tonight. Yeah. They out-rebounded them. Yeah. They were into them. They had 9 steals. They had 9 blocks. They had 15 deflections. This is the basketball I want to see.
It's interesting, too, when you bring up the point, you're like, oh, I think De'Aaron sets that tone.
Yeah.
But De'Aaron sets the tone. Domas sets the tone. And then Keon coming off the bench sets a different type of tone and energy. And sure, I would love to see Keon foul less as he continues to grow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you see the physicality, the energy, and the tone already being set from the starters and then continuing that off the bench is going to deflate teams that just don't have it. And with the Jazz, they could still figure it out. It's still early in the season. You have someone like in marketing. No, shut up, stop, don't do that.
Morgan, I'm not trying to be you're I understand what you're doing, the whole like they can have talent thing. You know what they're going to be thinking about? Cooper Flagg. They want the number one pick. Okay, that's what they're thinking. They're thinking long term. That's the reality, you know, like.
So anyway,
Markkanen tweaked his back. He's probably gonna be out like 3 weeks off this. They'll go ahead and milk this a little bit.
3 weeks.
I'm just telling you, like, this is gonna be their approach. That's what I think, and that's what it is.
Either way, you're looking at some teams, especially in this Western Conference, that have a different mentality, the length, the quickness, you know, from their guards, whatever it may be. And I just felt like the Kings didn't care what the matchup was going to be. They were like, we're just going to do everything right and play our game. And that was still attacking the paint. That was still being aggressive on the defensive end, being physical, going up into guys.
Brandon says, don't sleep on Ace Bailey. No, I'm not sleeping on him either. No, he could go number one as well. You're right. Shout out to everyone watching us live right now. We appreciate you guys so much. Make sure to hit the thumbs up. All that does is help our channel grow. If you hit the like button, also subscribe. We're trying to make that push to 20,000 this year. Can we get to 20,000 subs this season?
I think it's so doable. Cool.
We're like, what, 2,500 away, something like that.
Oh my God, I never really put it numbers.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I want more of that, but, you know, 20,000 would be a good goal.
Thanks, guys.
So we appreciate you guys being here. Morgan, we talk so much about the juice that Malik Monk can bring off the bench with the offense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the same type of juice that Keon Ellis brings defensively. And in the first quarter tonight, I'm so glad Mike Brown is playing him. You know, he triggered a lot of people by not playing him. And then the next game, pregame, he's like, well, I don't know. I mean, it's a minutes crunch thing and situational. I'm like,
scary.
No. Here's the situation. He needs to play.
Uh-huh.
All right? And he comes in. I mean, he had that one... just active hands, right? Poke away. And then, you know, Fox misses the layup and Keon's flying in there with the putback jam. And then at the end of the quarter has that poke away leading to a Keegan Murray bucket. And it was just, those are momentum shifting plays. Do you know how, like, on the second half of the back-to-back, we were trying to like muster the energy and this guy, Keon Ellis, is coming in with like all of this energy and you're trying to push the ball up the floor and he just pokes it away. Do you know how, like, you're slumping your shoulders? And you, Utah's doing that in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And so tonight, you look at the end of the game for him. Keon Ellis plays 17 minutes, 5 points. He had 4 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, and a couple of assists in this game. And we mentioned the deflections.
And again, it's not every steal is created equally. And I felt like Keon Ellis's steals, there's something so impactful about them because it's like you're relying or depending on this guy, or you're expecting this type of defense from this guy coming off the bench. And he gives it to you. He does his job. He does what he needs to do. Now, I already mentioned the fouls. Like, he needs to keep maturing with that. He needs to get better and better.
But it's out of, like, aggressiveness, too.
Absolutely.
You know? And so there's part of it where I'm like, the Kings need that type of guy. So, yes, you're right. Defend without fouling. The other thing I think he could do better, do not hesitate when you're open. And I think he has done this. This was a theme in the preseason a little bit, and I think that's partly why maybe he didn't get the starting job.
Maybe.
But I saw it tonight. It's just slight hesitation. And it's like, dude, Keon Ellis, you're a 40% three-point shooter. Who cares if I don't care who is out there. Just do it. And the one play that I love from him tonight, though, was he had that mid-range little step-back jumper.
My God.
I mean, it was confident.
And it was confident. Yeah. It was a little slow, you know, for him. But I think he just knew where he was on the floor. And, I mean, there was a lot of length in front of him. But he still just was like, oh, yeah, this is my type of shot. I'm in the flow. I'm in the rhythm. Loved what we saw from Keon Ellis tonight.
Yeah, he had some of my favorite plays. I think my other favorite play tonight was De'Aaron Fox, dude, on the inbound in the third quarter. Walker Kessler has his ass to him. And De'Aaron just throws it off.
His back.
His back. His ass.
Did he throw it off his ass? I thought it was his back.
I don't know. Whatever. All I know is he inbounded it off of Kessler, got the ball, scored it, which is so funny because I was watching Mavs Jazz today. I was watching the fourth quarter of that game. I don't know. I was watching the game.
Yesterday?
Today.
Wait, Mavs Jazz. Oh,
yesterday.
Got it.
Yeah, I was watching their game. They played last night. I watched it today. It's crazy. There's this new technology that allows you to watch things on demand.
You know what's just so crazy is that I don't even understand how you, like, we had a back-to-back. How did you have time to watch Kings and Jazz like today?
Look, man, it's
no, we're not going to look. I don't even give a shit. Just go.
Basketball mind, man.
No one gives a shit. Go.
Anyway, Keontae George did it to Kyrie last night. Keontae was inbounding. Oh. Same thing. Kyrie had his back to Keontae, and Keontae threw it off him and scored. I loved it. And I'm like, do you think Fox, like, is there, Fox has done that.
Yeah.
But do you think it was, like, one of those things that was, oh, I just saw this on tape memory, and I just.
I mean, it could have. I mean, you think about.
I'm doing that every time. If I see a defender with his back to me, I'm doing that. I can't wait to, when I do play pickup at Roosevelt Park.
Because you have baseline out of bounds plays happening. Hey, guys, you check it up. You check it up top, dudes. Where the hell are you going to?
We call timeouts and stuff. You didn't know this? We have timeouts.
No, we don't. No, I played with you guys.
Under 3.
There's no official out there. No.
Wow. By the way, some of the chest says Deuce looks tired. You know, the line does make it look like I'm tired. I think my eyes do look a little heavy.
They do. Oh, yeah. Well, I actually put a little makeup under his eyes for TV because I mean, I was like, yo, that ain't going to work.
I've been working since this morning. All right.
No, and you've been working since we haven't stopped working.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And by the way, not complaining. We're watching basketball for a living. All right.
Not at all.
Relax.
Super happy. But can't wait to get into bed.
Let's get some more of the comments. Cool says, do not turn your back on Keon. Yeah, you're damn right about that. Adam says, dang, I was disappointed that I missed you guys on pregame NBC Sports Channels tonight. We're messed up on YouTube TV. Guessing you killed it. Yeah, you know, Adam, no one saw it, so who knows? I don't know.
Wait, our pregame? Yeah. Wait, and then Brandon says, Morgan just don't love the game like Deuce. So, not true.
No,
there's
here's the
literally
difference.
Only so much time in a day that I can put that on my TV.
I'm going to have your back on this.
Thank you.
Here's the biggest difference, okay? Morgan has to, like, get ready. Right, like,
how long do you think this shit takes, huh?
Your hair, yeah.
Thank you.
Your hair.
Point at my hair.
My hair takes about 3 seconds. Okay, I throw on a suit.
Makeup.
Yeah, and
I wear
a little makeup too. My makeup artist, Morgan Reagan. I say,
hey, it. I literally, I help him with everything and while helping myself. Like, give me, that's a whole different job. Yeah. People hire stylists, hairstylists, makeup artists. And guess what? I'm doing all those things.
Good job, Morgan. I'm watching basketball.
Thanks.
Anyway, others in the chat. Daniel says, I don't care that they beat bottom feeders. We are the best team in the league.
Let's go.
You guys are insane.
Give me a hell yeah.
You guys, the highs and lows with you guys is funny because after two games, it felt like the chat was dooming.
For sure. But that's because they were just expressing themselves. It's a place to vent and to let go. And you know, that's just how some people like to express themselves.
Deuce looks like he's a leading actor in a 2025 movie premiere. At first I thought it said 2005 and I was a little disappointed, but I'll take it. Anyway, I don't know where we were at. Oh, we were about me watching Jazz Mavericks. So.
Yeah, and the off the tush baseline out of bounds.
We mentioned the steals and blocks. Getting the ball up the floor was huge tonight. Oh, I thought that was the other thing.
Talk
it was,
about
you know,
it.
It's not just Fox. You know, the Kings want to obviously. Fast break points aren't always like the thing you look at with pace, right? People think that's what it is because you go, 30 fast break, you were flying. It's like, no, sometimes just getting the ball up and getting into your early offense. And you saw that a lot tonight where the Kings just pushed ahead and got into stuff. And the defense, they're on their heels a little bit. There's cross matches. And that's where someone like DeMar DeRozan thrives, right? Cross match, okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and post up, have a turnaround jumper. Or there is a play in the first half tonight where De'Aaron Fox, early offense in transition, had a marketing switch on him. And what I loved what Fox did tonight, he didn't just settle and launch a three. In fact, he only took 2 threes tonight. He beat marketing off the dribble tonight and
great
took
adjustment.
It with a nice reverse.
Yep.
Last night at the end of the first quarter, I about lost my mind when I saw him try to make that move, and then he settled for a contested jumper over Jeremy Grant. And so to see him do that to marketing, I loved it. The approach tonight by Sacramento was fantastic. And I
relentless.
The other thing the other person we haven't talked about enough, and we didn't last night either. Someone in our comments mentioned this, and after I thought about it, I'm like, you're right. Because we take this guy for granted. We do.
Oh.
Domantas Sabonis.
100% underappreciated, all the different things. Like, why don't we? And I think sometimes we're like, because we could talk about him every game. And it's like, then do it. Because what he's able to provide out there with being the beast that he is, being as consistent, setting tones on both ends of the floor, it's incredible.
And he has now hit a three in every single game this year. Every single game this year, he ends up tonight with 28 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists on 13 of 18 shooting. Mm. He took it to whoever it was, like, around. Like, yep. Walker Kessler, I'm going at you. Markkanen, Collins, it doesn't matter.
No.
I'm going at you. And yeah, that's the thing with him. He's always been strong. Like, I think you ask coaches and players around the league, they're like, yeah, he's one of the strongest guys in the league. He looks more shredded to me this year.
Oh,
like,
he
looks just
does.
Like, I'm like, dude,
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and I don't know if he like lost weight, gained muscle, whatever the hell. I don't know.
He feels like he's more explosive.
Uh-huh.
And the other aspect of his game that I think is helping him so much is like the confidence with the mid range and the 3-point shot.
Absolutely.
I can't say this enough. Uh-huh. Him hitting a few threes early in the season was a game changer for him after a 1-of-9 preseason.
Absolutely. It's huge. And not only for the mental, but you think about him putting in all this work into it mentally and physically into his shot, working on it all off season, and then it actually working out. It's like, it's validating to see, yes, I just got to keep shooting these attempts. Like, I'm taking good looks. I am a good shooter. I can't shoot this shot. It's only going to help every single thing about my game and this team's game. So to see him shoot the ball with so much confidence and with, it's the rhythm. It's the flow. It's beautiful. And I really hope it doesn't stop.
I want to bring up his game log here because I don't think his averages are completely updated at the moment.
Okay.
Because of tonight's games aren't all over. Here we go. In 4 games this year, he's averaging 23 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists per game. I mean,
not bad.
That's 23 points would be a career high for him. Uh-huh. Like, his scoring has gone up. And I think it's, again, this is where you add DeMar DeRozan. It adds so much to your team because he draws so much attention. Fox draws so much attention. It makes life easier for everybody.
But look how efficient too Sabonis was tonight, 13 of 18. And if you go back to his plays, though, and his scoring in the paint, it wasn't just – remember how many times we used to be like, oh, man, he's missing these bunnies. He just misses bunnies sometimes. I feel like he's been so consistent with his force at the rim and his timing at the rim. And it's like you said, he has that extra bounce in whatever he's been doing in the offseason.
Well, you mentioned it. He's 65% shooting. Mm. Okay. His three-point shooting's at 55.6%.
Ayo.
He has knocked down this season 6 three-pointers in 4 games.
I love it.
Game changer. And he's taking the mid-range, too.
It's pretty.
Right? There was one play, a little two-man action, where he faked to DeRozan, who was cutting on that back door, and the defense bit. And he was like, well, it's not there. I'm just going to take the jumper. And he made it.
Yeah. I'm whoever mentioned him in the comments, absolutely. He is underappreciated at times because everyone just expects so much from him. But then around the league, I mean, you should hear what people say around the league or around us at times about him, and it's comical.
Oh, my God.
It is. He does not.
No, there's a lot of Sabonis haters in the league.
And I am curious, too. I take a step back and I go, God, would I have that same hatred for him if he wasn't in a Kings jersey? And I'm like, no, because there are not many players. I have a lot of respect for so many players in this league. I celebrate the game. Doesn't matter what people were laughing. Lakers fans were laughing when we were breaking down a 21-0 run by the Lakers. They're like, damn, you're Kings fans and you're doing this. And it's like, yeah, because it's basketball. It's the game. It's what happened, whether it's against your team or not. And my point to that being is when people just want to talk shit about Sabonis, I'm like, you're not even watching then.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him when he was in Indiana. I've always had a huge respect for bigs who could pass the ball because when I was a wee kid, watching Vlade, C-Webb, Brad Miller, dropping dimes left and right, watching big guys who could pass the ball has always been fun to me. And that's why I love someone like Jokic. That's why I like someone like Sabonis. And the other thing I've always admired about Sabonis, he just plays hard. Like, you never go, man, Sabonis isn't trying tonight. Sabonis plays hard every single night. The Kings played really hard tonight, too.
They
were flying around. So there's a lot to like about tonight's game. We got more to talk about with this game. We still got to get the player of the game. I still have my free throw thing with the league that we got to talk about. Very important issues.
We keep teasing that.
tonight's podcast presented by our friends over at
Mother.
Mother is such a good restaurant in downtown Sacramento. And you want legit food. You want some food that is delicious, but it's not. It's local. Okay. Seasonal. This
there
is not like, hey, I didn't want to like hate on someone else to make my point. Here's the reality. The chefs are amazing. Michelin bib. This is Sacramento to its core.
Yeah, they are all Sacramento proud. And that's why before every single Kings game, home or away. So even tonight, you could have gone to Mother and got 50% off all your drinks. So like if it's an away game night and you're like, hey, I'm going to go out and watch the Kings game, or I just want a nice dinner before I go home and watch the Kings game, but you want to make sure you're getting some drink of drinks for cheap. Go to Mother because 50% off all your drinks. We're going to have more deals coming up in this next month as well.
Try the po' boy.
Try the po' boy. I'm actually going tomorrow to Mother. I kept telling myself, I'm like, no, you get to treat yourself with Mother next week. And so I'm going to go tomorrow and pick up a whole bunch of food. Oh, yeah. But I'm ordering it online so I can get to go so I can just be on my couch and like veg out.
MotherSacramento.com. Check them out. They're also... their address is 2319 K Street, downtown Sacramento. Great spot. You can eat outside, inside. The vibe's cool. We're also presented tonight by Golden One Credit Union.
We are one.
What perks you get for being a Golden One member and a Sacramento Kings fan? You get up to 50% off Kings home games through Golden One's online discount ticket portal, 15% off merch when you use your Golden One credit card at Kings Team Store, and a chance for upgrades when you go to games.
Yeah, chance for upgrade, but the chance to win courtside and lower bowl seat upgrades all the time, though. Right when you wave that Golden One credit union card, you just wave it up in the air, and then Scott Freshour comes over and goes, "You win! Come on down! You get some badass seats!" So make sure that you check it out.
Yep.
See if it's right for you, because there's so many perks. Did we mention 15% off merch at the Kings store too?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's everything.
Yep.
Become a Golden One member today.
Yeah. Kings fan, this one's for you. Golden One is the official credit union of the Sacramento Kings. Become a member today at goldenone.com. Also presented by our friends over at Northwest Exteriors.
You know, we love these people. And, you know, we got those windows in the podcast studio. We got that HVAC in the podcast studio. And, oh, the money is being saved, honey.
Energy efficiency goes a long way.
It does.
There's nothing like it to save money because you've got good windows, got a good HVAC, or maybe you already have an HVAC and you need someone to tune it up, check it out. Northwest Exteriors is the place to go. Check out their website, northwestexteriors.com. And no, they are local too. They are Kings fans. All the people who work there have been there for years. It's a great place to go. Trust me on that. Northwest Exteriors, because Morgan Reagan, they are
simply the best. Trust Northwest.
Are we a little off?
Yeah, because we don't have headphones.
Okay, that's why.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Morgan Reagan.
That's me.
Chat, I have a question for you right now as we are live talking about the Kings' victory tonight. Who should be the player of the game? I feel like this is legitimately one of the toughest ones of the season so far.
And we're four games in.
So I want the chat to drop
it. Okay, chat, start chiming in who you think the player of the game should be, simply the best player of the game should be. I have mine. I have mine.
Okay.
Also, someone's wondering if that's my fake family in the Northwest commercial.
No, it is not. Morgan has, she is married to a 62-year-old man and has three kids.
I think two.
Cool.
And a white little puffy dog.
Okay. We're getting some mentions. People mentioning Domas. Damar closed it out for us. Saboner gets a mention.
Hey.
Sabonis.
Hey.
Domas.
Oh, Keon Ellis gets a mention.
I feel like it should have been a split tonight, but
you didn't do hey!
I went with Domas Sabonis, the simply the best player of the game presented by Northwest Exteriors. 28 points, 11 rebounds, 4 dimes, 13 of 18 shooting. He was also 1 of 2 from 3-point land tonight. Domas Sabonis.
He's getting it too. For me, because I think his consistency throughout these
every
games,
night.
Just it, you can always rely on
although
him.
Although DeMar's kind of that way too now.
I know.
I mean,
so you could split screen it, but then we're just like, yeah, I mean, you could, but I think, you know, you have to pick. And I love that everyone kind of agrees that these players are the ones that are deserving of being the simply the best player of the game.
Old E wants to know if you could shout him out right now.
Old E, shout out.
There you go, Old E, just for you. Another guy I want to talk about tonight,
who?
Kevin Huerter.
Yay! Don't hurt him.
You know,
I'm so happy for him.
I am too, because he is looking like the player who was here year one in Sacramento, the player that fans loved.
Yeah.
Last year was rough. I mean, if you want to go back to it, I think what happened was, You had the first round series against the Warriors where he was not good. Okay. And then he started the season poorly.
Yep.
And then it was just so inconsistent, up and down, bad defense. Then he gets hurt. And then we don't see him for 7 months. Keon Ellis, who filled in for him, played well. And then he's like, oh, he's back and he hasn't played a game. And now he's a starter. And I think some people forgot how good of a player Kevin Huerter actually is. And it's not just about the shooting. It's about his decision-making, the IQ. I'm really happy that he's bounced back. I say this a lot, especially with role players in the league. 1 year does not make or break you. You go by Thank a track you. Record. And the guy's had a track record of being a solid player in this league.
You said, I think people forgot. I don't think people forgot. I think people give up on players in this league when they do have a down year, when they do have a down stretch. And I can understand the frustrations
yes.
of a fan.
They're all frustrated.
100%. Like, that is so valid to be frustrated. But to not, like, if you watch the game a lot and you believe in some track record and you know what you see, then you're going to also understand that that's how sports work for individuals sometimes. Not all,
right.
but for some. And that's happening to Kevin. And just for an example really quick, like you look at someone like Ben Simmons, and year after year after year, offseason after offseason after offseason, people want to keep giving him a chance. And for obvious different reasons, right? I'm not comparing the two's games. I'm just comparing to how people want to keep giving him a chance because of his physical attributes and what he was capable of doing when he had the ball in his hands and everything. So I always find it interesting, the players, like you're saying, like more of the role players that people give up on quickly. And I think it's important, though, to see what they're capable of. And guess what? He's still going to have some down games.
Absolutely.
And some people are going to throw this back in our face. And it's like, yeah, that's sports.
And that's a role player in this league.
Right.
But I think you just hope that last year was like a good lesson for him. You know, I think he let the missed shots impact him upstairs. I think, you know, the Duarte stuff early in the season yep. rattled him a bit, and it just seemed like he couldn't get out of a funk, and then you get hurt. And, you know, sometimes you face adversity in life, and you're not playing basketball for so long, and, you know, he's got to watch his team, and he sees what's happening, and that's not easy to do. And some people may shrink from that, and it seems like he's kind of embraced, like, hey, I have to, if I'm going to be out there, I have to be myself. And, you know, he's not wearing a headband anymore, but it's funny, like, that, like, for him, it was like,
I feel that triggering. On so many different levels.
I gotta throw that out. No more headband. But I think the most impressive thing is, like, yeah, he's knocking down shots again, but also, like, defensively, he's competing.
God.
And that's all you can ask for him. He's not ever going to be a lockdown guy, but the fact that he could play the gaps and the passing lanes and have deflections and steals. He had a couple steals
tonight.
How
many lockdown guys are there in this league, though? 50% or more?
No, not
that's
even.
That's my point, though. Yeah. It's like, it's...
No, but in this league, you can't have a whole bunch of guys who get hunted. And he's going to get hunted sometime. I mean, every team is going to hunt, especially come playoff time, your weakest defender.
Every team has a matchup where they're like, they're mine. I'm going after them, whether it's because of their...
Unless you are in Oklahoma City, but yeah.
Trying to think of someone really... Yeah, because they don't have Josh Giddey anymore. God damn it, who would
can't
you
hunt
go
anybody
after?
There. Let's go. I gotta hunt Caruso tonight. I think he's got a sore hamstring.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So maybe there's like one team where you can do that. But it took them a very long time to even get to that point, okay? But no, you're exactly right though, from the standpoint, like there's going to be those moments,
yeah.
But when you have the capability of being a smart defender and a team defense that's going to help take care of some of your individual flaws, and you're not a liability. That's what team sports are for, to just collaborate and play together.
And then last year he was hitting shots too, right? Which hurt. So you start thinking about the spacing and all that. Well, now it's like he's knocking down shots again. And what that does allows you to spread the floor more. And, you know, with all the attention DeMar gets and Domas gets and De'Aaron gets, like someone like Kevin is going to benefit from getting some clean looks, and he has to knock them down. Last few games he's done that. 6 of 9 shooting tonight. He was 2 of 5 from downtown in this game. He also had 5 rebounds, 2 steals. And a block. His length can be an asset, and I thought it was an asset in this game today. He also looks a little stronger, so I think he's able to take some more hits.
Yeah.
You know, on the perimeter sometimes, it's not going to be pretty. He's going to get beat, but that's where you have a team defense, and you have to have other guys help and help the helper, and It's going to be problematic at times this year for the Kings, for sure. But I think if there's been one early season bright spot, I think, for Sacramento, outside of, like, the main guys, I think Kevin Huerter's up there.
Yeah, and some matchups could even play him off the floor defensively. But, like, if he's playing like this, where he is so active, poking the ball away, getting deflections, like, you're going to be fine. Another guy, just to shine some light on in his defensive capabilities, is Trey Lyles. I just love the way that he remained vertical. He had a few blocks on John Collins, and then John Collins finally got him at the end on a third attempt at the rim. But I just thought Trey Lyles also did a fantastic job of knowing his role, being aggressive, but also just trying to play without fouling. And I wanted to make sure I said, three. He only had three fouls, but he was just being aggressive.
Couple of steals, couple blocks for him. He also had seven rebounds. He only took two shots in this game. I think with Trey, too, he's been one of the guys that you're like, oh, man, has he missed not playing? Like, he had a groin injury. What do you do with that? You can't. He's not playing basketball when you have that. Like, so where Kevin at least could still do cardio. Kevin could still work out. He was, like, rehabbing his shoulder after surgery with a groin injury. It's like, you're kind of stuck. And so I think Trey's getting into basketball shape. Another reason I think Mike had him play almost toward the end of the game, like, you need to get basketball minutes. You need to get in shape. We're going to need you. And then, you know, for him, he's going to knock down shots. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good night for Sacramento. It really was. They took advantage of a team that's really in a bad spot right now.
And another night that you see the minutes for the starters right around where they need to be, Deuce.
Well, that's what happens when you take care of business.
Yep.
I mean, I love seeing that. I mean, you're talking about the most a starter played tonight. Sabonis and DeRozan played 34 minutes.
Love it.
That was the most.
Great.
So that's a huge sign. Next up for the Sacramento Kings, the Atlanta Hawks.
Ooh.
The Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk about that game in a second. Someone in the chat was mentioning this. Golden State tonight.
Yeah.
Without Steph, who's out. He's going to be reevaluated later this week. They beat the Pelicans. The Pelicans have now lost to the Blazers in the Warriors' back-to-back games.
Better lose to the freaking Kings.
In this game, Buddy Buckets with 28 points, raining down on his former team. He was 7-11 from downtown in this game. Kuminga, who they decided to bench. He's coming off the bench tonight. He had 17, nice. 6 of 13 shooting, 19 for Pajemski. So without seeing him into that game, Buddy's been pretty good for them. He was not good against the Clippers the other night, but he's been
going out there
and launching, and I think he's got the green light to go out there and do those things. I mean, he's always going to be a guy that can knock down threes. He's done that. I think the thing for him is he going to be able to stay on the floor if they're a super competitive team? Because he just makes a lot of mistakes out there.
I'm sure he's matured a little bit. I mean, I know we watched him last year in Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah, started
I was
with
like,
Indiana.
Wait, where was that? And the shots would fly, but at the same time, the mistakes would happen.
Yep.
And he's now playing, though, with some, I don't want to say better players, but when you're playing with Steph Curry, and I know Steph didn't play tonight, but when you are playing with Steph Curry, they're a different type of player is going to come out of you, right? At times, depending on who you really are. I mean, it's the same thing that happens if you're playing with someone like LeBron.
Yeah.
And I feel like for Buddy, that's kind of what's happening with his game.
So, nice one for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Also, who cares about them? As I mentioned, next up for the Kings, they head to Atlanta. This road trip goes from Utah to Atlanta, then Toronto, then down to Miami. Take a map out and look at that trip for a second. Anyway, so they go to Atlanta, and then Toronto's second night of a back-to-back. The Hawks are scuffling a little bit now. They're banged up. They're missing some guys due to injury, which is tough for them. Bogdanovich is going to be out for like a few weeks now. He had a procedure. Who are the other guys I saw today that I was like, oh, my God, the Hawks injury list is tough.
I didn't see it.
They play the Wizards, by the way, coming up tomorrow again.
Okay. So what's tomorrow? Is tomorrow Wednesday?
It is.
Okay.
Dyson Daniels is out. He's expected to be out at least for a minute, looks like. Oh,
no.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, probably a couple of days at least he'll be reevaluated. He has a hip issue. Kobe Bufkin's still out. I always mess up his last name. Krejci.
Krejci?
I should look up how to say that. He's a thigh thing. He's going to be out for a minute. Bogdanović is still out. So they're a bit banged up. What I'm interested in seeing with this Hawks game, how they defend Trey. Trey, it's a different team, right? No DeJounte Murray anymore. There's no, like, your turn, my turn. Like, Trey is going to get shots up. You know this.
Can jack him up.
I want different looks. I want the De'Aaron Fox I saw today. I want to see that. I want to see throw Keegan on him, throw Keon at him. That's what OKC did, and I loved it because OKC has so many guys you could throw.
Sure.
But it's just great to throw those different looks at him.
You talk about OKC doing that, and you're right. When you're throwing different possession down, you're throwing a different look, a different type of defender. You're shutting down so much of this Hawks offense, obviously, because he has the ball in his hands for practically the entire game. But also on the when the Hawks are on defense, Kings are on offense, that's your weakest link. Got to attack the shit out of him. Go at him as much as you can.
In the chat, by the way, thank you to Andreas who says it's Krejci. Krejci. I feel like the Kings don't ever play well in Atlanta, and so that always makes me nervous. So,
I mean,
I'd have to look that up more.
Hey, but be a good team.
Be a good team. Yeah, that's it. Like be a good team. And you've got Toronto this week. Build on this. Road wins. I don't care what it looks like. I, of course, love the blowouts like tonight.
Love it.
But just get wins. Then go to Toronto, take care of business. Then you got Miami just after that. Yeah. And then you come home for Toronto.
Slow it down, kid.
You could
slow
really make Let's some noise.
Let's get to
noise.
Friday. Let's get to Friday.
And really we? Make some noise.
All right, slow it down. Friday it is.
What other thoughts do you have on tonight?
Other thoughts? No other thoughts, really. I'm excited to do another pre and post game with you on Friday. And hopefully there's nothing wrong with YouTube TV. Sorry for anyone that experienced that and didn't get to watch pre and post. We're sad because so much work goes into it. But yeah, I think it was a lot of fun doing a post game with you after a win.
Yeah, it was fun.
What are you laughing about?
The chat. Just our scumbag chatter sometimes talking about stay away from the strip clubs. We win. Chicken wing place with great music and service. Talking about the what's that one spot in Atlanta?
Yeah, I forget it. But Magic something?
Magic City.
There you go.
Never been to Atlanta. Someone said you go to Atlanta, you're hitting the club.
Okay.
Well, they're staying in Salt. Well, here's the good news if you want to look at it. They're staying in Utah tonight. They fly out tomorrow. So they have that night, I guess, technically. But I got to be honest, the Kings, this is not like old school NBA. I just don't think today's NBA guy goes like they used to. You know, a lot of NBA, and like James Harden, sure, but I feel like he's kind of that old school thing. James Harden is like going out. James Harden, he'll be like, oh, wait, we have a game in Dallas on Tuesday. Or sorry, let's say it's Tuesday night, right?
He goes,
we play in Dallas on Thursday. I'm going to go to Vegas tomorrow. And then come back. Like, he's just, that's what he does with his off day.
Rather poke both of my eyeballs out than go to a club. Like, I think this generation of basketball players.
You know what they do? Drink a little wine.
And sleep. And sleep. Like, just thinking about going to a club after, like, being tired and traveling and blah.
Yep. Edward in the chat says the Raptors game will be difficult after traveling cross country to get home. Kings will struggle, so they'll feel a little jet lag. No, I was thinking about that too with, you know, you got Atlanta and then you got to fly to Toronto, up to Toronto, go through customs, get in late at night, play a game against the Raptors. Davion Mitchell, revenge game.
Revenge game.
And then you have to fly to Miami.
Get to Friday, Deuce.
Yeah. You know what? One game at a time.
And let's
get back
to Sacramento, huh?
Ka-ka!
There you go.
The Hawks. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. Of course,
we can talk all night.
Well, I can talk.
I know.
We'll do another one of these Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be Saturday in studio. We can go a little longer. This is just a little chaotic. We got to drive back to Sacramento now. So we appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Patreon chat coming up?
Yes. Also, real fast, tomorrow night for our Patreon members, patreon.com/@DeuceandMo. We have a link in our YouTube bio. If you're a member, we're doing a members-only stream tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
And also for our Patreon members.
We do that monthly.
I know last year I sent you all a little holiday card. And so, again, if you are a Patreon member this year, you will be sent a holiday card that we've been working on.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm just excited.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're going to be back Friday. And we truly appreciate your guys' support. After this is over, drop us comments, give us reviews, hit the thumbs up and subscribe. We love you guys so, so, so much, but we gots to go.
You all have a wonderful rest of your night. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. See ya.
Hold on.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.